Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
And that wraps up a big week on the Big Breakfast.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm exhausted.
I know, that was all 5 days we had to work. What fun of them.
Just rolled out like hit show after hit show, I reckon.
Brilliant. Record breaking.
Hopefully we might do better than fifth in the last survey.
Okay. What's planned for the weekend? Margot, right now, if you're listening to this, Margot is probably under a table somewhere.
Responsible drinking.
Barrows. Yep. Okay.
Not me.
And Marto, what are you doing?
Mate, I got to speak at a lunch today. Then I got... I think we've got chaos tomorrow.
Chaos.
On the
then
piss
you're at the
races.
Then
Saturday,
you're going to be at the Bridge to Brisbane.
And next thing you know, it'll be Monday and
I'll be back here. Work.
Yeah, subpar.
I thought you said I might not turn up Monday.
Yeah,
you
right.
might not. How about both of us just take the day off?
Tuesday.
Jamie, you got this covered,
yeah,
don't
I'll
you?
Yeah, I'll play lots of songs on Monday.
Oh, we can't get Dubbo in because it's his wedding this weekend.
Oh, is he getting married this weekend?
Yeah, he's getting married on Saturday. Wonder how many of his ex-wives he'll be inviting. Oh, he's only got one. I'm sorry. That's a bad joke.
Poor taste. You say that.
Well, will the ex-girlfriend come?
To bring some of his children, maybe. I don't know.
This is getting worse. All right.
See you, Dobbo.
Great weekend,
not
everyone.
Not as bad as Dickie Wilkins. What has he got? 5 children to 7 women?
Oh,
seven
God.
Children to 5 women.
God,
Dobbo's
yeah.
only got 3 children to 2 women.
When you're children... No, what is it? When you get more than 3 wives and 4 children, go and live in a caravan park.
Mm. Mm. He's only marrying his divorce lawyer, it's all right.
It's the Big Breakfast. This is Triple
Love
M.
You, Dobbo.
The
Happy wedding
up podcast.
Day.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast. For your next Queensland holiday, whether you're making memories with your favourite travel buddies or embarking on your own adventure of a lifetime, you can't beat days like this in Queensland.
Oh, we haven't spoken
rugby league
for a while, and no one's been arrested. It's been wonderful. Great week for rugby league. But apart from that, it's the silly season of November 1st. What are you laughing at?
You remember we actually spoke about Brandon Smith a little earlier. That's rugby league, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I did too. I forgot that bit. Oh, that's right. He was getting paid Ethereum instead of money, the hectic cheese.
But anyway, sorry.
Because I didn't mean to talk about Brandon Smith earlier. I wanted to talk about Kalyn Ponga. It's silly season in terms of transfers and contracts. If anyone's not on contract for 2023, you can talk to them.
Was
from
it November
last Monday. 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, from last Monday. So Ponga, everyone's going, oh, hasn't he got a contract for 2023, 2024? I don't know how people find out about people's private contracts, but they have. And they're going, no, he had something written into his last contract. If they win the premiership, he's allowed to say, see ya. How's that for a little clause?
Wouldn't you want to stay if you win the premiership?
Well, the fairy tale's over. Time to move on.
Move on.
Well, not yet he didn't, but there's also been another clause they've found out. And I'm talking about this because the Redcliffe Dolphins are looking for a marquee player, of course.
So,
sorry, the Dolphin Kings. What do they call themselves? Anyway.
Close enough.
They've found this one. There's a second clause that gives him the freedom to depart even if they don't win the premiership. But he must tell them by June just if he wants to bugger off. So the 2023 and 2024 is in his favour. He's the one who decides whether he wants to stay. He has to tell them by June. So therefore, he's got 7 months to work out what he wants to do, therefore to punch himself out. Any club in the league would want him. It's going to cost, they reckon, it's going to cost $1.4, $1.5 million a year to get a Ponga. That's where we're at. Everyone feel good driving to work this morning? He
Not
plays
anymore.
Rugby league and he gets paid that much money. Anyway.
Rugby league.
He'll waste it all on tattoos, but that's okay.
12 past 8.
Rugby
big breakfast
league.
At Triple M.
Happy Friday.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Hey, Margo, we haven't done for ages. Postcode carry-on. You know how we go,
yes.
Every suburb's got their own little, thing on Facebooks, group on Facebooks. But
do I need to sing it? Postcode carry-on.
Oh, we'll get it going in a sec. But you were talking yesterday, and it was quite amazing. You were saying one of the characteristics are down your way.
I was going to say, isn't it amazing every time I talk, Marta?
No, Daisy Hill and Cornubia.
Yes.
You were talking about Teslas everywhere.
Teslas everywhere. I'm seeing them everywhere. 2 new Teslas have turned up at school just in this last couple of days since talking about it. It seems everybody's getting on the bandwagon of the electric vehicle.
Okay. I had to head to Sandgate yesterday, and I noticed, like, if you're saying,
Teslas?
Is there a... No Teslas, but what they've got, what makes sets them apart from other suburbs, is nearly every place. You look down the driveway and every place at Sandgate, and it might be the same thing. Any of those coasts are like Redland, maybe Redlands have got it, maybe Vicky Point, maybe Wellington Point. catamarans that haven't been used in a number of years sitting on a trailer. That seems to be...
Both projects.
If you live near... I don't think it's even a project. They thought, geez, we love catamaraning.
Living
and they did
by
it
the
once,
water.
Like you and your jet ski. You do it once and it hasn't been used forever. It just sits on the trailer. And you go... And then I went, what about the suburb where I'm now renting around Hamilton and Ascot? There are so many people... Oh, I'm going to go, guys... With their, they wear the polo, the big shirt with the horse.
Big horse polo.
Big horse polo. They've never played polo. Boat shoes.
Yeah.
They haven't been on a yacht forever, maybe. They get around looking like this. What are
they
up to?
Well, your area is synonymous with the race course, like the race course road, which is a bit fancy, a bit posh.
Yeah.
But you've got the Eagle Farm and you've got Doomben. Yeah. And then
and
Hamilton
got,
Hotel just brings it all
crashing
down.
You've got a lot of girls with the big lips. There's people getting injected with all sorts of things around our suburb. That's what I'd say.
Lots of lip filler, Marto, in the area.
Eyes. And then you go, because we used to live at Newmarket and we get all the Mitchelton and Niagara Newmarket are virtually the same. Because of Gallipoli Barracks, the Inaugural Army Barracks, biggest base for army in Brisbane, all these really muscly young people
soldiers.
With short hair. That's how I describe
crew cuts.
Yeah, all tidy hair, no long hair or anything. Just, you get a lot of muscly people around the place. So they've all got wild hair and tats and everything. No, we're straight down the line, Mitchelton, Inaugural.
So you're stereotyping people based on where they live.
If you travel through a suburb and you go, I know where I am now, Daybra. I'll give you Daybra, and it might be the same for Sanford, might be the same for Jimboomba. Three tractors and only one of them works. They've always got a couple.
So true.
I don't know why they need two spare tractors, but they just leave wherever the tractor breaks, it just stays there in the paddock.
Is it kind of like Slacks Creek is known for rogues?
What is it known for?
The old rogues, the old strip club? No? Different? Okay.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Or the big gun?
The big gun there at, is that Slacks Creek? What do you call that?
Yeah, Underwood, Slacks Creek.
Underwood.
Logan Road.
All right, we're going out on a limb here. We don't want to offend anybody, but we want to get the characteristic of your suburb. So you're saying, are you saying Cornubia or Daisy Hill was a Tesla suburb?
Daisy Hill was a Tesla suburb.
Righto.
Cornubia is famous for, well, me. Can I say that?
There's a low point of
Darren
the show.
Darren Power, the Logan Mayor, his son lives in Cornubia. He's got his own Fortnite skin.
So is it?
Does that count?
I don't even know what that means.
It's a game.
Oh,
Fortnite.
He's the gamer.
Yeah, he's got his own
millions.
Skin. He made like $18 million off playing Fortnite from his parents' basement.
But is that what your suburb's famous for?
Well, he lives in Cornubia.
Let's go.
Love religion in Cornubia too, don't they, down that way?
Do they?
Yeah. It's lots of churches. Yeah.
Oh, Dunamis Church.
Is it the suburb of churches?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think we have a church. Do we have a church?
All right.
Down the road.
Most famous thing or characteristics.
Sierra May Winery.
What's that, Mount Cotton?
Mount Cotton.
That sets your suburb apart.
Milton's got the brewery.
That's true.
Paddington's got Suncorp Stadium.
All right.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, but you're not going to win a prize if you ring up with that nonsense. I want something that's a little bit bizarre about your suburb.
So generalisations of your suburb.
What's your suburb famous for?
All right, 133353. Our favourite callers are getting beer this morning because it's the weekend. Brick Lane Draft. Find it at your local Dan Murphy's.
How good.
133353. Triple M.
Characterising. We're not being mean or nasty. Well, if you need to be, go right ahead. But
I have seen a large amount of utes, whether it be Holden or Commodore, in our area with skid wheels. On the back, Marto.
What's a skid wheel again?
You know, like not their normal tyres. They put skid tyres on them so they can burn the rubber without damaging their wheels.
Put that down as something I've learnt this morning. I didn't know they were different tyres. I just thought they were really good.
Glenn from The Gap, good morning.
What a thing to be known as. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah,
good mate. What's happening at The Gap? Is there anything characteristic that you've noticed about there?
About a couple partakers in smoking of marijuana, I can tell you that much.
Where do you see them, Glenn?
The Gap.
What's the telltale sign?
Oh, the creeks, kids coming from the creeks. And I tell you, when I was in school, all their teachers they were even doing it, mate.
Now, hold on. I remember always playing at the creek. Why aren't they just collecting some guppies? How do you know they're potheads?
Oh, mate. Oh, you should see it.
Glenn, The Gap is known for its amount of potheads, reckons.
The police will have a crackdown around the creeks of The Gap.
There'll be some wastewater testing happening down there in The Gap. Glenn from Jimboomba, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
What do you got down there, mate?
Mate, look, shipping containers.
Oh, yes.
They love a shipping container in Jimboomba.
We've got more shipping containers than the Port of Brisbane.
You know how they say there's global supply chain problems because they can't get containers? Are they all down there at Jimboomba?
Exactly, mate. We got more shipping containers in the Port of Brisbane.
That's brilliant.
Is it because they can't afford a shed, Glenn, that they just use the old shipping container as an option?
Oh, I think so. I think that's what's going on.
Do they live? They live in there while they're building their place, but unfortunately, things can drag out, and they can be in there for 12 years.
They use it as storage.
Some use it as storage. Just some people are living in them.
Aren't people living in them, Glenn?
Is that right?
No, I've seen some of them as bars. I've seen some of them as sheds. Living in them, they're just in every second house has got a shipping container.
That is incredible. But you can build houses out of them now. They're wonderful.
Well, they are
shipping
building
containers.
Houses out of them.
Hey, all right, Jimboomba.
Glenn, the cheapest fuel around Jimboomba this morning is $1.70. We'll set you up with some free fuel because it's a free fuel Friday here at Triple M, okay? Stay on the line.
Awesome.
Mark from Chandler. You know Chandler pretty well. My suburb's the only one in Australia that has a dump and a velodrome.
Oh, of course. And a Mears.
and
a dump.
And the shooting. I suppose that's Belmont, the shooting ranges.
Mark from Moray Field. What's Moray Field known for?
It's known for confusion on Father's Day.
Because they don't know who their father is, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, about right, yeah.
Do you know who your dad is, Mark?
No, stop it.
No, I'm fine.
Don't ask any more questions, Mark.
Just had a few generalisations come through late to the big breakfast.
Yeah, couldn't take all the calls, could we? You couldn't take them all. No, you had a couple more.
There was one that Clayfield are known for punsy dogs, Marto. Just lots of little fluffy things like that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Burpengary was known for angry plovers, apparently.
Hold on. Is there any other sort of plover? They're all angry because they're stupid enough to lay their eggs on the ground.
Ben from Bribie Island texted through on the burner phone and said Bribie Island is known as God's waiting room.
The Nelly dead. Good one, Bribie. Okay.
And Dave from Carbrook texted through to say that Carbrook is known for sharks at the golf course.
That's so true. I've seen them.
There actually was a shark there.
Big breakfast. Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo, let's not forget, we need to focus occasionally on the world superpower, America. Let's do the American report. At no stage will we be mentioning Donald Trump, but
or
there is...
Or Joe Biden?
No, we'll be mentioning Joe Biden.
Oh, we will be.
We will.
Well, he's the president.
There's been an incredible sentiment. It's been a movement sweeping across America for the last, I think it's been going on since late September. I'll let this reporter explain.
Anti-Joe Biden chanting has continued over the weekend at various events across the United States. Chants were erupting in crowds at the Mississippi State versus Alabama game on Saturday, the Braves versus Dodgers baseball game on Sunday, and even at a Luke Bryan concert.
Okay, so to explain, everyone, it's been going on. It started at college football games, and their college football games is universities playing NFL, playing gridiron against each other. They get 80,000 people there. It apparently started there, and we've beeped the F, but the last two words are Joe Biden. So the chant is FJB is F. Joe Biden. Okay, yes. I'll let them take it. They're well organised.
They've got the cowbell and everything.
And it's not a hard tune. This is another crowd. They love a cowbell in America.
F. Joe Biden.
So that's been going on. And wherever crowds have been gathering for football, basketball, baseball, all the time, when there's a low moment.
It's caught on.
It is caught on completely. And, at the Talladega, and you remember the movie Talladega Nights.
NASCAR racing.
NASCAR.
Yeah.
Righto. So they were doing it there. But the reporter was interviewing the driver called Brandon Brown, okay? And she thought, oh, the fans are going, the fans love you, Brandon. Listen, they're counting, let's go, Brandon. She got confused, okay? So here she is here. You can hear in the background that it's F. Joe Biden. She thought it was let's go, Brandon. And this has sparked a whole new tangential cry.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd.
Now, that...
Oh, poor love. Got whole, it so wrong.
The whole of USA is laughing at that reporter going, listen, love, I think you missed the point. Have you not seen what all America's chanting? It's been going forever. And then a rapper's got hold of it. He's gone, hold on, I see an opportunity. Listen to this one.
Rapper Loza Alexander made a rap, Let's Go Brandon, which has now soared to number one on the iTunes hip-hop chart.
Let's go, Brandon.
All right. America.
Oh. It's not just rappers and NASCAR and NFL chant. No. The politicians are now taking it on, saying, as a bit of a stance at the end of some of their speeches and when they're conducting the
public. We've got one of them here.
Really?
No, there was a pilot, Southwest Airlines is one of the big, as they were taking off, he did this normal safety check, telling them everything. He just gone, let's go, Brandon, as he took off. The whole of America has gone nuts. And as you said, I think this guy's Bill Posey. He's a congressman from Florida. He came up and made a big speech, and then at the end...
They want you to help put America back where you found it and leave it the hell alone. Let's go, Brandon.
You reckon ScoMo's got trouble?
What a team to be on.
Oh, yeah. The wrong team.
God bless America. Yeah. 627 at Triple M.
I'll just pull the curtain back on the preparation for our show here, the big breakfast between Margo and I. You sent me a note yesterday afternoon from Queensland Health, and I go, this will be about COVID. What's this? And it started with, get your hand off it, Queensland Health. It's in the Courier Mail this morning. Do you want to talk about this, or should I?
Well, it's sensitive content, so maybe we should forewarn any children in the car.
Yeah. Just go la la.
Might need to use some code words, Margo.
Okay. Do you want to go through it, or...? Give Yourself a Hand, it was entitled, and I've gone, what is this? What's Margot sent here?
The Health Benefits of Self-Love. The act, the solo act of self-love.
This is from Queensland Health. So, and it's good to see there's something other than COVID that they're giving us warnings about.
Is it a warning?
Not a warning, it's some guidance. And it's to say to parents, don't worry, it's a normal part. Self-love is a normal part and healthy part of a person's sexual experience and a great way to discover what you are comfortable with.
Well, they're trying to reduce the stigma and the associated feelings around the shame and fear of the solo act of self-love. And so they're trying to bring awareness to it and say that this is a good thing, that there's many positives, there are many health benefits.
Stress relief.
Yeah. Well, we all knew that, didn't we, Marta? We knew that. It also says that it releases endorphins that influence mental well-being, helps to reduce menstrual cramping for women who like to get in on the act of solo self-love.
No right age to discuss self-loving, it's saying in the article. And this is great stuff from Queensland
Promotes
Health.
Promotes positive body image.
Can you imagine
the meeting? Helps to familiarise yourself to your sexual references, responses.
All of that stuff.
It's important to remember, Queensland Health state, that there is nothing shameful about having a relationship with your own body. It is a safe, normal and inclusive activity.
There's a reason your arms are that length. Can I just say that? It's just, that's how natural
is that why
it is.
The dinosaurs died out.
Well, there's a reason. T-Rex couldn't get their hands on it.
Arms are too short.
You imagine, if your arms went all the way to the ground, you'd hold on to your toes all the time.
Yeah, true.
But the arms don't go there, they go somewhere natural. And it's, my wife is one of seven, okay? Her and her younger brother, they were sixth and seventh, okay? A year apart. Slept in the same room, and she used to wake up every morning and say to him,
"Oh my God,
wakey, wakey, hands off, snakey." Oh. And she didn't know what she was talking about.
I thought you meant she was being woken by something.
It is important that you get this sorted out. I have a brother 8 years younger than me, okay?
Did you teach him? Did you
make
him aware?
No, I didn't teach him, but it was awkward. We moved house and I realise now why. I think the reason we moved house, I was 14 and a half when we sold our house at West Chermside and moved to McDowell, because I don't know if he was complaining about me or something, but I clearly needed my own bedroom according to mum, and I'm only just realising now why we moved house to accommodate my self-love.
Did your mum ever walk in on you in the act of self-love?
No. I didn't, but gee,
Cat?
I believe...
All the time.
But that's why you need a lock on your door. But now no one has locks on their door. It's because of the internet and all the rest of it. But it is important. Do you remember that Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yes.
Where George...
See, yeah.
My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
I was alone.
She caught you? Where?
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working. My mother had a glamour magazine. I started leaving.
George. What did she do?
First, she screams, "George, what are you doing? My God!"
embarrassing.
It is so embarrassing. We've spoken about it before.
Well, the thing, I've never seen Seinfeld, so I wasn't familiar with that. The only barbecuing alone that I was familiar with was this one.
Once Mum walked in and I was sort of barbecuing alone and got a bit sprung in the air.
Imagine making eye contact with your mother.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, what a day this Sunday is. It's back, baby. The bridge to Brisbane, Margo.
It's coming back to the Gateway, Mardo.
That's the best thing. Like, everyone loves the Gateway. Six lanes to climb up and over and you go.
25th? I think it's the 25th anniversary, this one. It's a special one.
All right, we're going to stop messing around in the shallow end. Go to the bloke that knows, Ian Harwood, event organiser for Bridge to Brisbane. Howdy.
Morning, gang. How are we?
Mate, heading back to its original home, the Gateway Bridge. And is it the 25th anniversary you're celebrating?
That's correct. We're back to the bridge and, yeah, 25 years of the Bridge to Brisbane. Started out with the Bridge to Bay. Now we're lots of changes, of course, over the years, but we're back to one of the originals, Gateway Bridge into the Brisbane Showgrounds.
How many you got running?
We're going to have close to 30,000. We've got in the high 20s registered so far, so we're going to be close to selling out at 30,000.
Oh, so people can still join, get involved now.
Yeah, that's correct. Entries are still open, so jump on bridgetobrisbane.com and, grab an entry.
Somebody told me there's a virtual race. Is this on?
No, that's correct. We've still got some people who, because of the date change or they may be locked in New South Wales, we do get a lot of people travel for this event. Who can't possibly make it this weekend. So you can still sign up and register and select to choose a virtual event and still be part of the Bridge to Brisbane community.
Are you on a treadmill?
Like an app store? No. You can just be running. You could be running in Noosa. You could be running down in northern New South Wales. You can run anywhere. But if you want to partake, you just download the app, Ian. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Download the app. Go for a run. You can't do it on the treadmill. It does need to be out on the GPS. So outdoors somewhere. With the weather we're having, why not get out and go for a run?
So just let everybody know if they're driving around this weekend, what are the road closures in regard to Bridge to Brisbane that they need to be aware of?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of road closures going on. The most significant, I guess, is we are closing the Gateway Bridge, the southbound Gateway Bridge completely.
Southbound, righto, yeah.
So that hasn't been done before, so that's quite a major undertaking. Northbound is still open. If you're trying to get up to the coast or go to the airport, northbound of the Gateway will be open.
Okay.
The other big stuff is King Smith Drive will be closed in both directions. All the other road closures, go to bridgetobrisbane.com.au and they are on there. There's a whole interactive map where you can zoom in and see the closed roads.
So if people are coming from north-south and they want to head up over the Gateway, they can't obviously take the Kingsford Smith Drive to go around. Where do they exit off and which way would they go?
So everyone heading south would normally be taking the bridge, they'll be diverted onto Southern Crossway and then into the Airport Link and Clem 7 tunnels. And for the morning, all those tolls have been waived. So Transurban will come to the party and all those tunnel traffic is free.
Ian, you've got water and drinks and maybe some food along the way?
Yeah, lots of water stations. With the date change from August back to November, we've put in an extra couple of water stations. Mm. We've got the Channel 7 misting tent.
Where's that?
That'll be about 9Ks in.
Okay. You know what I'm doing, Ian, don't you?
I've heard rumours, mate.
At the Hamilton Hotel or over the road, I'm taking my hose down and I'm plugging it in and I'm going to water people. Would that be okay? That's the Triple M misting.
Is that what you're doing? The rumour I heard, Ian, I'm not sure what you heard. I heard he was hooking his hose up to one of the kegs and he's just going to be spraying beer at everybody.
Oh, my God, that's magnificent.
I think you'd be pretty misting. Popular with that, mate.
No, I was planning on water, but now you're saying because I went and saw the girl who runs the Hamilton Hotel. And she said, I'll find you a tap. I was going to go down there today to find where I can plug in. But you're saying, I've got to get the other side of the road on the riverside of Kingston Smith Drive.
Yeah, that's correct. And we're actually going to have a water station right there. So you can just help out at the water station and give everyone a cup of water.
Yeah.
We've also got about 20 port-a-loos, so you can get in there and help clean them too.
You can maybe wipe someone's bum.
It's not looking so fun now, is it? What about those people that think it's a race? Ugh, boring.
Get out there, have some fun with the community. There's lots of charities also raising lots of money.
Yeah, what are you raising money for?
You can raise money for whichever charity
you want.
Be it Ronald McDonald House, Dolly's Dream, there's hundreds of charities that are fundraising.
They do. They wear on their different outfits.
And they get their outfits costumes and they dress up. And it's a great day. This Sunday, Bridge to Brisbane, back to its home, the Gateway Bridge.
See you at the Dunnies over the road from Hamilton Hotel.
Cheers, Marto.
Thanks, Ian.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Marto, I joked about something this morning, which was I think I'm going to run for mayor of Logan because I feel like that needs to actually really happen because my first order of business would be for all of the parents out there, and I'm sure that they would nod and agree whilst they're driving their kids either to school or they're on their way from driving home their kids from school. The first order would be if I became the mayor of Logan is the rules around leaving your kids in the car because it's illegal. Yes, I'm well aware. But if you leave the windows down slightly or you leave the car running with the air conditioning on and tell them to lock it from the inside, it's relatively safe. Because yesterday...
This is bizarre platform to run on in terms of political candidature.
Yesterday, because people frown upon you. You know, when you're just ducking in for a little bit of bread and milk and I don't want to drag all four kids out of the car into the shopping centre, which I might add is bedlam when you take my four children into the shopping centre. People go, I wish she had left those kids in the car.
Exactly. People are so judgy. You go
but
to
then
Fitzy's.
When I do it, they roll their eyes at me and go, tuss, 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 you're not allowed to do that. I'm like, shut up.
Fitzy's there at Tanimera for 4 hours on the pokies and you leave four kids in the car and people are all standing around going, oh, what about her?
So woke.
Oh,
God. Fine print. I have never done that.
No, I know you haven't.
However, yesterday, I wish I had have left my four children in the car because we went to the Hyperdome Marto after school pickup. Jagger plays futsal at Cornubia Indoor Sports Centre on a Thursday night. And I felt bad for the kid because he's been given all of Wiley's hand-me-downs from when Wiley played.
Wiley's how
Wiley's 10, Jagger is 7.
Of course.
Wiley played futsal when he was about the same age. And so Jagger has inherited, 3 years later, Wiley's futsal boots and old uniform.
I understand.
Et cetera. And I felt bad for the kid. And so I popped into Rebel Sport and I promised him I would get him some new futsal boots.
I love you. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because I know the joy that would bring him.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot. He doesn't get a lot new given to him. He always gets a lot of Wiley's hand-me-downs or other friends' boys who are a bit older. They hand-me-down stuff. So I thought, you know what, I'm gonna get the kid a set of futsal boots. So off we went into Rebel Sport at the Hyperdome. Unfortunately, I took all four kids with me, not just Jagger. I could have dropped them all home and then gone back, got the boots, and then gone to futsal. But I thought, no, I'll stop in on my way home from school. It's easier.
I don't know how you do four kids
and
in the shopping centre.
It didn't start off well. You know, the car park, they like to run around and get out on the wrong side. Oh, and really? Then you're like, there's cars. Look left, look right. Don't cross the road without me. Hold my hand. You know, it's a nightmare. Then you get into the joint, and then they see Donut King on the way in, and then there's Juice Boost. And can we have that? And can we have this? Oh, I want to go into Big W, Mum. Oh, I need to go to Best and Less. I need to get a present from my friend at school. I'm like, no.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I got a headache.
We came here to get futsal boots and that is all for
Focus,
Jagger.
Focus,
we're
everyone.
Going in, we're getting the boots. I know what size he is. We know what style we want because we looked it up on the internet and then we get there. Do you know what I left with, Marto? Not a set of futsal boots.
Wine?
I got the futsal boots. However, I also got two soccer balls, two more pairs of sneakers and two pairs of slides and a football pump.
Hold on. You were going to probably spend, I don't know, footy boots,
80
bucks.
Yeah. 60 bucks they were and out I come $400 later because I then got myself a pair of sneakers because they were on sale. River got a pair of sneakers.
Maybe you need to be locked in the car.
Memphis and Wiley got a pair of slides. Both the boys got new soccer balls and they do that. Please, Mum, can we have a soccer ball? Can we have a soccer ball? And I said, you got a soccer ball last time we were here and you promised me that you were going to keep it out of the rain, keep it out of the backyard. It wasn't going to get left in the garden and you're going to look after it. And where is it? In the garden, out in the rain, flat. And they're like, oh, we promise we won't do it again with one. Look, it's on sale, Mum. And I'm like, oh.
So you went from potentially $60 purchase to what?
$400.
What a day.
Yeah. And so walked back to the car begrudgingly and Corey texts me. He's like, what happened to Rebel?
Oh, God, he's onto it, isn't he?
He has alerts on his phone.
He's got a drone following
him. He gets a notification every time I spend money. I had to get out of there, Marto, because they were just coming at me and there was people behind me in the lineup and they just kept coming to the counter with stuff. They're like, I need this and I need that. So, first order of business, you're allowed to leave your kids in the car under my new laws as mayor of Logan.
Okay.
It's coming. I'm enforcing it.
Can I make you feel a bit better, perhaps?
Need a vote.
Because this happens to people all the time. They go in to buy one thing and come out with something else. It happens to blokes at Hardware's all the time.
Go in for bread and milk, you come out a $100 shop. Kmart, you can't just walk into Kmart and buy one thing. 133353. What did you go in for, but what did you come out with? It happens all the time.
I'll bet you some money that there'll be somebody who's bought a car without even knowing they were going to. Or a house. What about a house?
Just went to do some window shopping.
Yeah. Peter from Capera, has it ever spiralled out of control for you?
Yeah, a little main event, BCF is my nemesis.
Yeah, what happened?
BCF is super cheap for BCF. Went in there for a bag of prawns, walked out with two kayaks on lay-by.
Two kayaks?
And two kayaks.
Well, they got
bag
you.
Bag of prawns.
Did you remember the prawns?
Here's the thing, guys. Yeah. Here's the thing. I've got three kayaks already under the house and two things in the backyard.
What did you need two more for?
Well, that's what Dad used to say to me when he was around.
What? Never have too many kayaks?
Why do you need another fishing rod? I've got around 50-odd fishing rods, but I kept buying more.
Peter, you sound like a collector of things like Marto. He has 11 walkie to, what are they, 11 Eskies?
Yeah, 11 Eskies. I've got more now.
I've got a heap of Eskies too under the head. Yeah.
Note to producers. Note to producers, keep Pete's number. We get ourselves a cheap kayak here. He's on.
Steve from Tingalpa.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Did you walk in for something and come out with something completely different?
Went to Garden City last weekend and walked in to pick up a shirt and pants for my wedding in February and walked past a furniture shop and ended up walking out with $2,500 worth of kitchen table, entertainment unit and picture frame.
Why? How did they get you?
Did you need it, Steve?
No, we already have entertainment and kitchen table and that. But,
now you got a new one.
Hey. We could always do with something else to put in the garage.
That's right.
Just sell it on Gumtree, Steve, or put it out the front. Someone will come and collect it.
Hey, Steve, listen to this. Nathan from Fairfield on the burner phone. He walked into Aldi for bread and milk, walked out with bread, milk and industrial air compressor.
Happens.
That's Aldi.
Happens to the best of us.
Hey, Steve.
Why not? You can always buy extra stuff at Aldi.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that time, Marto, I went to look at wedding venues with my sister and I came home with two pigs?
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Steve, congratulations. It's a Free Fuel Friday. We know how expensive it is. Fuel up and fill up at B&E Service Centre just off Moreton Drive at Brisbane Airport. We've got some free fuel for you. Congratulations. Have a top weekend.
Happy Friday.
You too.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
It's Friday. What does that mean, Margo?
Free Fuel Friday.
And
Double Prize Friday.
Factual Friday. Because what we're after is...
Fact Friday.
Stop talking over it, Marto. Do it again.
Fact.
I know. You want a fact? Cows have best friends.
Fact.
What about that? Did you know that? I didn't know that until this morning.
I didn't know that either.
They were running around. Have a look at them. They have one best friend, apparently.
Just one in the whole herd.
Yeah.
How do the other cows feel about that?
Well, do you see them occasionally fighting and that's what happens? That's funny.
What about this one?
Let's remember, just say the
not
fact.
Not question it. Okay,
we get too deep in some of these.
Yeah, it is fascinating.
We're not here to philosophise. And dead batteries bounce. Fact. Full batteries don't.
Fact.
Wow. See, that's better. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go, wow. What about this? Snails can crawl along the edge of a razor, the sharp edge, without cutting themselves.
Fact.
Stop it.
How's that possible?
Amazing.
Donkeys kill more people than air crash.
Fact.
Air crashes.
I was waiting for you to finish your words.
Donkeys kill more people die from donkeys than die in a plane crashes.
Aircraft is what I was looking for. Aircraft crashes.
Okay, cool. God, I so want to ask how many, but I know that's not the thing. In Queensland, you can keep rabbits if you've got a medical testing lab or a magician's license.
A magician's license.
Wow.
Would a polo have one, you reckon? Do you remember Apollo off The Bachelor?
Yeah, definitely. And he'd have a license to keep
he'd
doves.
He'd come in here for something. What was he in here for?
Remember
some magic
the beard
show?
I said about don't ask more questions.
Sorry, I apologise. camel's milk doesn't curdle.
Fact.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because you can just leave it out in the African...
I went to that
North
place.
African
no,
farm.
I just went in the scenic rim. They've got Summerland camels.
Oh,
they make camel milk. They make camel quiche. They make camel soap.
And never goes off.
Never goes off.
Got one more before we invite everyone in. Hot water freezes faster than cold water.
Fact.
Does it really?
Stop asking questions.
Oh, sorry.
I've warned everyone.
Ben from Aspley, 133353. Have you got a fact for us?
Yeah, catfish. They don't have kittens.
Fact.
Okay. No, they don't.
133, right, Ben. Right. Love your work, son. 133353.
If Ben was a real listener of the show, he would have known that last Friday somebody also rang in with that one. Maybe it was actually Ben from Aspley. I think that's the second time he's called in with that
he's
one.
He's desperate to get on air with that fact, isn't he?
He just wants to.
I like Ben. Remember I jump-started his car?
Yes.
Yeah.
133353.
Oh, racing.
So don't be rude to him.
Is that Ben?
Yeah.
If you've got a fact, we've got some free fuel for you as well.
It's hey, Ben, coffee fire. Tables aren't made out of coffee either. Fact.
Will I hit it?
Triple M.
Fact. Yes.
I've got one for you. Yeah. I may become a part of the 40% of women who admit to throwing footwear at men, Marto, because you just said, can I hit her?
No, I didn't mean hit you. I just meant...
I know you're only joking, but I may become someone who throws footwear at men in a minute. But 40% of women admit to throwing footwear at men.
Fact.
Did you know the can opener was invented 40 years after the can?
Fact. No, don't ask questions, Greg. Just go to the callers. Bill from Morayfield.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Got a fact?
Yes, no number from 1 to 999 includes the letter A in its word form.
Fact. What about...
101.
Oh, but do you really write that down?
Well, you don't write 101.
Damn.
Maybe try no number from 1 to 99.
1 to 100.
Yeah, right, yeah, I'll take that. Okay. There you go, there's a fact.
Sorry.
It's a good fact. Hold on, wait. Okay, if they go to the trouble of ringing, just let them get through.
Okay.
Unless it's really outrageous.
We apologise, Bill. We'll take that back.
Sorry, Bill.
Kieran.
Hi, Kieran from Winnipeg.
Hello, guys. How are we?
What's your fact?
Fact.
Butterflies taste with their feet.
We believe you. We believe you,
that's
Kieran.
Fine. That's fine. Of course
it.
They do.
Butterflies taste with their feet. Kalisha.
Hold on. I got to
ask. You
can't. Are you sure?
You're not allowed to.
How do they taste? How does it
get? Don't flies do the same, too, though? They taste with their feet.
Have you seen some of the nonsense that flies eat? Christ, I'd want to be tasting with my feet.
Kalisha from Redland Bay. We're doing
Hello. Fact.
Have you got one for us?
I certainly do.
What is it?
5% of the world's male population are shorter than their mother.
Fact. Wow. I want to write that down. 5%, so that's 3.5 billion. So that's 5% of that is... Can anyone? Come on.
Yeah. I don't know why you're looking at
no
me.
No idea. Okay,
I've got another fact. I don't know maths very good.
It's about, I know that. It's about 170 million are shorter than their mums.
Yep.
Incredible.
How did you find out that fact, Kalisha? Did you read it somewhere?
I have no idea. I'd say I've probably heard it off 8 out of 10 cats. Probably come out of Jimmy Carr's mouth.
Okay.
TV show.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Listen, Kalisha, are you married?
Technically, yes.
Oh, yeah, in that style. But is he taller than his mother?
Absolutely.
It's a weird thing. Mm. Well, that's not what this is about. This is just about stamping the fact.
Charlie from Ascot, have you got a fact we can stamp?
I do. There is one word in the English language with three consecutive double letters.
Three consecutive double letters.
Onomatopoeia.
No.
I don't know.
We're not in Wales, Margot.
No.
Yeah. Oh, great call, Charlie. Good slap down. I wish I thought of that. Hey, yeah, mate. Go. What is it?
Bookkeeper.
Oh.
K-K-E-E. Oh, my goodness.
Well, give the man
Charlie.
A prize.
Give him a prize.
He's over near the fuel.
And fill up at B&E Service Centre just off Moreton Drive, Brisbane Airport. Free fuel Friday from The Big Breakfast. Well done, Charlie. Have a great weekend.
What does Wales
Thanks,
have
gang,
to
you
do?
Too. What? Oh, Jesus, we've got to stop the show. Matter. Charlie, this is your fault, but in Wales they run a lot of letters that don't look like they should fit
this
together.
This is The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
We're going to have to change the show a little bit, Margot. I know we were going to do something else here, but after 7 o'clock, just after seven, when I was talking about how to heat pizzas, and we came up with turn the toaster on the side and slide it in, and then pull
it's
the trigger.
Genius.
All right, and then I started talking about engine block cooking. We've had a couple of calls inquiring how is this done. I've only done it once. I've cooked sausages in there, but apparently it was started engine block cooking. It was started by truck drivers who were, grab their meal from the servo, from the hot box, let it cool down and went, hold on, I need to reheat. They'd go to the engine, pop it in the engine.
I'd never heard of this.
You ever heard of this?
I'd never heard of it until you mentioned it.
I cooked sausages once. You wrap it. You've got to use good foil, no gaps, etc. And you got to put it on metal. Don't put it near any hoses or anything.
Close the bonnet, so it's like
All right. If you wanted to get into the engine,
does it not poison it?
No,
fumes?
Well, you got it completely wrapped up.
Gives it a taste.
Yeah, well, some sausages need a bit of flavour.
Carbon monoxide.
Because I'd heard about it, and I did it, but you've got to wrap it nice and thick, nice and alfoil.
Okay.
You just go turn your engine on for a while, and then open up the bonnet, and you'll find the hottest spot. You just do a little dribble of spit, and that's where you'll find the hottest spot. Wow. You go, that's sizzling.
Interesting.
133353 while I'm talking about it. If alternative methods of cooking, but if you're an engine block, and there's probably truckies listening, and going, oh, I know what you're talking about, Marto. I've cooked a few things up front on the engine, on the donk. So that's what we're just alternative methods, 133353. Mm. So you can cook it, and I reckon it took 45 minutes to cook some sausages. Bang, straight in a bun, sauce, kids, away you go.
Right, okay.
So why? Because we figured out you go to the beach, you know, you go to the beach and you take a barbecue and you take eskies and everything. You then no longer needed to take a barbecue. So you just
start your engines, ladies and gentlemen.
You cook sausages anyway. It's the place to cook sausages on the front. I've just had a look on the internet. There's people cooking all the steak and vegetables. I don't know if anyone's dropped a roast in there. If you've got a big trip, like you've got a 4-hour trip, maybe you do a roast. It's a thing that happens. I don't know if any of our listeners are into it.
Nolan from Beanley's rung through, Marto.
What's he want?
Nolan, tell us your story.
Yeah, of course.
Have you been cooking stuff on the engine of your car?
Yeah, in a sense. We're out bush and the steaks are still frozen in the fridge. So we took them out, wrapped them up in alfoil, and just tie-wired it around the exhaust. And then, 4.5 hours.
You know, if you just leave them out for half a day in the shade, they will defrost naturally.
No, but did you cook them, Nolan?
Yeah, he's dropped out. Oh,
yeah, right.
Nolan's still out bush, it seems.
133353. Well, he's at Beanley. It's a long way away. 133353, alternative cooking methods, especially this engine block cooking.
You're
it's a revolution.
Aren't you? Yeah.
You got the car running. You may as well use it. Just before we get to the callers, and that's what we're looking for, can we just give a big rap? CNL Tools, we'll give away some vouchers here.
We've got a prize.
Vince from CNL Tools, one of the best friends of the show. Whenever we get a young bloke who's had his car stolen, all his tools stolen, or that rollover a couple of weeks.
He's helped us on so many occasions.
Vince, you are one of the great men of tools. You're one of the great men of Brisbane. Vince from CNL Tools, he's hanging them up.
Oh, he's retiring.
He's handing it over to others. Yes, he's retiring. He worked for that tool company when he was at Albion, and he's built it up to what it is now out there on Nudgee Road.
Incredible.
CNL Tools at Banyo.
Oh, Vince, we'll miss you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a public notice that Vince has been a beautiful friend of our show for so long at CNL Tools.
And he's still giving away stuff because we've got some vouchers.
Does he know about it?
Well, no.
Hopefully Vince is working out the next bloke to give us more stuff too, because we love CNL Tools here, of course.
Sorry to stop down for that, but alternative cooking methods, who we got?
Stewie from Heritage Park. Good morning.
Morning. How are you going?
Yes, Stewie, we are great. Tell us, have you heated something up unconventionally?
Well, I have. First, I just need to say, first time call, long time listener. I've always wanted to say that.
Welcome aboard, Stewie.
Can we just hang on a second? Can you welcome him, Jamie, appropriately, like we would normally?
Feels like the first time.
Stewie, welcome to
break
the big
drought,
breakfast.
Stewie.
I used to work up the Snowy Mountains down in Victoria, and we'd go into the bakery in the morning and they sort of knew what we were on about, and I'd wrap up our pies in foil. We'd go up in the bush and tip over trees, and with the excavators we'd pull them out, so we'd just sit them in, sort of, you'd open up the back of it where the exhaust system sort of is, the block. Just sit it in there and come smoko, they were still hot and crispy.
The hot box on the exhaust manifold.
It was literally smoko.
Yeah, that's manifold. That was in the snow as well, so.
Incredible.
Still doing it? Why wouldn't you bring that back to the city, Stu?
Well, it's a bit hot up here, mate. I'm from the Snowy Mountains. I cook every day up here in chainsaw pants.
Righto, thank you, Stu.
I have no idea what Stewie just said. Sammy from Albany Creek, good morning.
Hey guys,
it's Sammy. Have you cooked something unconventionally? Was it on an engine bay or in the exhaust section of an excavator, perhaps?
Very similar.
Oh.
By the time you get to Warwick, the old Bicky tin on top of the intake manifold.
Thank you.
And we would have scones.
What?
Oh my God, baking! I hadn't even thought about baking.
Put dough in there.
Oh my God!
Start from scratch, Sammy.
Yep,
so you'd make up the dough.
So you'd make up your dough and you'd just like put in a bit of alfoil to still give you shape. And we'd have the old Bicky tin on top of the intake manifold on the old V8. And by the time you got to Warwick for Smoko,
and it just stayed there.
And cream and jam.
So what's that, 2 hours 45, or just over 2 hours, 2 hours 40, you got the scones cooked.
Yep.
Incredible.
Done and dusted.
Sammy,
and then
who
we
taught
had different
you this?
Places,
who was the
so
wise?
So you had the really hot spot.
Yeah.
But then you had the place where you wanted to reheat. So we'd get some from the old Wimpy Bar outside of Warwick there. We would get sausage rolls and stuff, and we would put that in. We'd move the Bicky tin from point A to point B.
Sammy.
And we would have warm sausage rolls and pies for lunch.
So if it wasn't for you backing me up, people would go, Marto's lost his mind. But Sammy,
it's an old trick.
Yeah, thank you.
Sammy, can I ask where you learnt that from? Like, is that something you're your mother passed down or perhaps your grandmother in a cookbook?
Well, it was known as Becky Tin we nicked originally. We did wear some paint off, so we had some different prototypes of Becky Tins, and we ended up with Nana's proper, you know, proper scone.
7:48 on Triple M. Who thought we'd be talking cooking scones? It's incredible. Hey, listen, hold on. Just look at this one. Michael at Bribie Island on the burner phone. I use a Makita hot air gun on my roast pork to get the crackling. Thank you. Actually, can we give him a CNL tool
absolutely
voucher?
Absolutely. $100 for you.
There you go, Michael.
Michael from
Lindsay
Bribie
from Hemant. They also cook lunch on the Caterpillar diggers.
Of course they do. Why waste it? This is what we're talking about. Let's go green. This is how we'll get to zero net by 2050, doing this stuff.
Dane from Ormo in the Army would throw ration packs on the Army trucks.
Oh, yeah, in the next to the exhaust manifold.
I don't know. I didn't stipulate. God. Just read it.
Who's
on the
bringing us
phone.
Who's going to bring us home?
Joe from Narangba. Good morning.
Hey guys,
mate. Yeah, this is. I mean, my mind is blown. I'm learning all sorts of things this morning. Yeah. It's changing lives.
Marto's all over it.
He's all over it.
Night shift on a drill rig. It's cold. You got hot pie, sausage rolls, sausages, steak, baked beans,
potatoes,
spaghetti. Okay. Yeah. And then if you're at home and you're fish in a dishwasher.
Oh, my God.
Steam it.
I have heard that. Now, that works, hey, Joe.
Rex hunt. Yes, mate. Yeah. I've done it. Right. It doesn't really does work.
Yeah. No. You wrap it up. Do you wrap it in alfoil, Joe?
Yeah, like double wrap it in alfoil, put all your sauce in there. Yep, one cycle through the dishwasher. Happy days.
After all that other meat, I'm glad that you have fish occasionally.
I mean, forget the air fryer. Just whack open the excavator. Oh,
can he get CNL Tool voucher as well?
CLToolCentre.com.au. You can check out the range there, Joe. Congratulations. Nice. $100 for you. Triple M, well done, Marto.
The Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for your next Queensland holiday. Whether you're making memories with your favourite travel buddies or embarking on your own adventure of a lifetime, you can't beat days like this in Queensland.